While evil can be ugly, vicious, repulsive, and fearful, more often evil is subtle, attractive, just the sort of thing we might like to indulge. While it can be terrifying and violent, more often evil is suave, even a little winsome at times. While evil may blow innocent victims to bits or beat them beyond recognition, more often evil engages our affections, enraptures our minds, invites our embrace, and then stabs us in our hearts. In its most widely circulated form, evil comes to us as an angel of light, offering enticements and possibilities that appeal to our self-interest and invite us to shove God to the margins of our lives and take over the driver's seat of everything. Evil, while it can involve violence and bodily harm, most frequently enters through the heart, polluting the mind, violating the conscience, and leading the body into practices contrary to the declared will of God. For evil, at its most basic, is rebellion against God, revolt against all that is beautiful, good, and true. Indeed, it represents an attempt to seize the throne of God and assume absolute rule of all one's affairs without regard for the divine pleasure or purpose. The gateway to evil, temptation, is a gauntlet thrown at our feet, a challenge to make up our minds one way or another. Will we adhere to what is beautiful, good, and true, or will we rush into the arms of evil? Helmut Thielicke wrote, "To be in temptation means to be constantly in the situation of wanting to be untrue to God. It means being constantly on the point of freeing ourselves from God. Temptation is a window to evil. If we fail to recognize it, or recognizing it, fail to resist, we shall surely tumble through temptation into open revolt against God, loving what is evil and hating what is good."